بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Continuing the journey in matters of fiqh, under the concise fiqh, chapter 2, rulings concerning utensils and the claws of the kuffar. First of all, this is referred to in terms of the utensils as al-aniyah, and these are utensils. They are containers or vessels to keep water or other than that in them, and these could be of different materials like iron, wood, or animal skin, and so forth. And the ruling, the general original ruling with respect to these utensils is allowability. They are permissible. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:29, هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. He, Allah, is the one who created for you all that is on earth. And also in Surah Al-Rahman, verse 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, والأرض وضعها للأنام. And the earth he has put for the creatures. So it's permissible to use and to keep every or any pure utensils or containers or vessels. Now, with respect to the utensils made of gold and silver, or the utensils where there is gold and silver in them, either by coating or plating or the like, then using that to serve food from and to eat from and to drink from, or to keep, is forbidden. Except for in cases of silver wires made of silver wires used to fix cracks in the utensils, then this is okay. And the evidences for forbidding the use of the gold and silver utensils is in the hadith agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تشربوا في آنيتي الذهب والفضة ولا تأكلوا في صحافها فإنها لهم في الدنيا ولكم في الآخرة. don't drink in silver or gold utensils, and don't eat in plates of such metals. For such things are for them, meaning for the disbelievers, in this world the life, and for you in the hereafter. And agreed upon hadith. And also, there is evidence in the hadith of Umm Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي يشرب في إناء الفضة إنما يجرجر في بطنه نار جهنم. Narrated, Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he who drinks in a silver utensil is only swallowing hellfire in his stomach, and this is an agreed upon hadith. And this forbidden to drink from covers if it is filled, if it is entirely made of silver or gold, or coated and plated with either one, or if it contains some of the gold and silver, except for that which we mentioned earlier about the silver wire used to fix utensils with, filling cracks between them. And this is the evidence for this is in the hadith of Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, أَنَّ قَضَحَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنْكَسَرَ فَاتَّخَذَ مَكَانَ الشَّعْبِ سِلْسِلَةً مِنْ فِضَّةً. The hadith reported by Al-Bukhari, Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, said, when the cup of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام got broken, he fixed it with a silver wire at the crack. He fixed it with a silver wire at the crack. This is reported by Al-Bukhari. The forbiddance covers both male and female because of the general reporting and texts, and that there is no specification. However, the utilization of gold and silver for beautification purposes is permitted for women beautifying themselves for their husbands. As to the utilization of the utensils of gold and silver in other than the food and drink, or to keep it for certain usages, then there is a difference of opinion between the scholars regarding that. And the correct opinion is that it is not forbidden, as Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah concluded, and it's also the position of our Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala as well. Second point concerning aniyatul kuffar, the utensils of the kuffar. The general ruling is that the utensils of the kuffar are permissible, allowable, meaning those used by them, as long as they are pure. If we know that they are impure, then in this case we have to wash them and clean them and used afterwards. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ate from the food of the Jews served in their utensils. And the kuffar here covers all the kuffar, the original kafir or the apostate, the Jew and the Christian are all included. The Jews and the Christians are also included. As to the animal skin, it's forbidden to use the skin of a dead animal. Except after it is tanned, whereby it becomes pure. It is permissible to use it after tanning, except for the skin taken from the wild prey animals, then it's not permissible. The evidences are in authentic narrations indicating the permissibility of using the skin after tanning, because its impurity is only temporal and it is removed by tanning. As the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the hadith of Ibn Abbas about the dead goat skin, he said, يطهره الماء والقرض. And this hadith is hadith of Ibn hadith Maymuna, may Allah be pleased with her. And the hadith of Ibn Abbas, we take hadith Ibn Abbas first. He said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِذَا دُبِغَ الْإِهَابُ فَقَدْ طَهُرْ, reported by Muslim, and also in other wordings, إِمَا إِهَابٍ دُبِغْ, meaning فَقَدْ طَهُرْ. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, when the skin is tanned, it becomes purified. This is reported by Muslim, and In other wordings, it is reported as any skin that is tanned, meaning becomes pure. And hadith Maymuna, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, مَرَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِشَاتِ يَجُرُّونَهَا فَقَالَ لَوْ أَخَذْتُمْ إِهَابَهَا فَقَالُوا إِنَّهَا مَيْتَةَ فَقَالَ يُطَهِّرُهَا الْمَاءُ وَالْقَرَضُ. Reported by Abu Dawood and Al-Nasa'i. Maymuna, may Allah be pleased with her, said that some people dragging a dead goat passed by the Prophet ﷺ. He told them, had you better taken its skin? They said, it is dead. He said, ﷺ, water and leaves of the acacia tree will purify it. And this is reported by Abu Dawood and by Al-Nasa'i. And as to the impermissibility of using the skin of the wild prey animals, the dead of it, is because the Prophet ﷺ forbade to use or to mount on a mount that has on it tiger skin. And this is reported by Ahmad and Abu Dawood, and this is part of an authentic hadith. Part of this statement is part of an authentic hadith, which Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated in Sahih Sunan Abi Dawood. As to the claws of the kuffar, they are permissible if they are pure. Otherwise, they are not. Because the origin is purity and it cannot be removed by doubt. And whatever they dye and make is also allowable. Whatever they dye and make is allowable. In the sense that the Prophet ﷺ and his companions, they used to wear what was made and dyed by the kuffar. This is, in summary, the topic concerning the utensils. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله عليه وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.